Joining us now, excited to bring on my next guest, represents folks in West Virginia, but is here in Alabama today. Congresswoman Carol Miller joins us. Congresswoman, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. And even though it's rainy here, the weather's a whole lot better than it was in West Virginia when I left yesterday.
Not quite as you don't get quite the winter wonderland feel here in Alabama. Oh, just maybe every now and then.
A major ice storm. We drove. I had to be on a Ways and Means committee meeting the whole time, and so we drove. And normally from Huntington to Lexington, Kentucky, is about an hour and 45 minutes. It took us 3 hours. So it was quite an experience, but I'm thrilled to be here with all these wonderful people and such a great state. And I'm just excited. I'm a brand new member on Ways and Means, and I'm looking forward to how we move forward.
Well, Congresswoman, you're here in Alabama. Talk about your trip to the Yellowhammer State. What brings you to Alabama?
Well, to meet people. You know, the world is a small place, but my world has gotten tremendously larger once I was in Congress. And so I'm meeting people, and I'm also going to be working on recruiting new candidates for the next election. And I'm just getting my feelings around. Love the South. So I'm from West Virginia.
Now, you made that a focus here, a women's candidate recruitment for the House of Representatives. It sounds certainly an honorable effort, if you will. What's that been like? Talk about that role and why that's important for Republicans.
Well, I was the only Republican woman in the class of 2018 that was elected. And an awful lot of money was poured in from the Democrat Party against women, Republican women who were running. And at the end of the day, I beat a candidate who had three times the amount of money that I had. And, you know, I got here and I'm serving with a lot of really great men. And, of course, they embraced me as, you know, I was the oldest, what they called young gun. So I just joined the group and I've moved forward. And it's very important that we do recruit good candidates. And, you know, I, of course, have been focused on women candidates because women bring their own skill sets to whatever they do. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you've got to find a woman who really has fire in her belly, because it's much harder for a woman to decide to run than it is for a man, just because of our natures and all of the issues that we have to think about. You know, do we have children? I waited until I raised my children. Now you have a lot of young women that are stepping forward and saying, I'll just bring my kids along. And it's, you know, it's a slightly different dynamic, but women bring, you know, they'll have seven plates up in the air spinning all at the same time, get everything done and move forward. And, you know, we look at issues differently than men do, and we complement each other very well. And so it's my goal to have a good balance in Congress of good conservative thoughts, of course. And I mean, the America that I grew up in is the America that I want to leave for my children, but making it better. And so all of this far left stuff that we're having to deal with, it's just motivates me even more to work hard to get strong, good candidates, because socialism doesn't work. It never has, and it won't, and that isn't what our country was founded on. And, you know, what we're seeing coming out of the Democrat Party has just been really difficult to deal with. So that, in essence, is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I have kids, I have grandkids, and I want my grandkids to be able to be proud of their country and have all the same rights that we've had. And, you know, just if you work hard, you can get ahead. And of course, we aren't perfect, but we're the best. So we just need to keep working forward. And if we have problems, and of course, last year with the virus that we inherited into our country that we didn't invite, we've just had all these different issues. You know, we had the world's best economy that we've ever had. And, you know, now we're supplementing and trying to help businesses. And it's so important for us to get Main Street back to work. You know, the small businesses that have just been fighting tooth and nail to stay open or get back open. Our schools need to be open. We just need to move forward to help our country and our people.
Carswood, I guess right after the November 3rd election, the Republicans gained seats in the House, and there seemed to be an air of optimism. Even though Trump lost the presidential election and he didn't quite get to that threshold needed to unseat Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, there was just, I don't know, it seemed like there was a lot of optimism, and it looked pretty good for 2022. I guess this this whole effort you have underway lends itself to that, because it still looks, despite everything we're hearing on the news or whatever, things look still pretty bright for Republicans, particularly in the House of Representatives, for this next election cycle.
Yes, they do. And the, you know, the party welcomes all people. We saw that in 2016, how many people stepped forward and were so proud of the fact that they had somebody in the White House that they thought they could relate to. And, you know, so it's my job to make sure that we have those wonderful candidates that are there. We are so close, and we are going to take back the House, absolutely, and keep strong.
Well, as you headed to it, I think such a big part of that, we tend to focus on the general election aspect of it and what happens on election night in that next election. But there's a lot that's going to change between now and then. And I, you know, it's my sense that whenever we get into one of these election cycles where Republicans or, you know, if it's the Democrats that aren't in, whatever party's not in the White House, they typically have gains in that midterm. But a lot of that's going to be, settled in this primary cycle and getting good candidates on the ballot. So that's why it seems to me your effort might be recruiting women to be on the ballot in 2022 is so important.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have wonderful veterans. We have all kinds of people out there who just need a little bit of encouragement that, yes, I can do this. Sometimes it just takes a conversation or two with people to understand that they have the ability. Just step forward. You care about your country. You care about your state or your particular district. Share that. Share that fire that you have within you and step up.
Joined by Congresswoman Carol Miller here on the program. Congresswoman, moving to I guess, matters of Washington, D.C., it does seem to be impeachment, but that's where the focus is. But you spent time up there recently. The way that the National Guard and all of the security measures, that has to be really a different thing than you were used to. What is it like there on Capitol Hill?
Well, it is a little stranger. I will say, though, when some of the National Guard left after the inauguration, I found out a huge group from West Virginia was getting ready to fly home, and I took them all these boxes of donuts and you know, went out to the base to thank them for being there. And, you know, it's really weird to go through a metal detector to go out onto the House floor, and a lot of Republicans have really rejected that thought because, number one, it's illegal to stop any congressperson from getting to a vote. But at this point, you know, we are trying to be respectful. And, of course, the Capitol Police are very respectful. You know, and that whole incident was, it was awkward. It was unfortunate. And it made me very sad. And anybody that has broken the law absolutely needs to be held accountable for what they did. But it's, you know, I think it just was one of those times when it took on a life of its own. And I'm glad that we have moved forward. We came back, we were on the House floor until very, very late in the night to do what we needed to do, because that's what you all send us to do in Washington, is to work and make things better for the country. So I am not focused on impeachment. I'm focused on what's ahead and where we need to go, and what policies that we can get the Democrats to kind of come to the middle on and work together to make things better, as opposed to always focusing on the negatives. And, you know, my first 2 years there, just the treatment of the president amazed me, that the focus was not on what can we be doing to better our country. The focus was on the fact they didn't like who was in the White House. And so my whole mission is to make our country better, to have good policy, to, you know, I'm from an energy state. We have coal and natural gas and incredible timber, and I want to make sure that the energy we produce, we have an all of the above policy, because you can't heat Fargo, North Dakota with a windmill or a solar panel. It just won't happen. And so we need to be very smart with what we do and absolutely take care of Mother Earth as we go forward. But don't make bad decisions just for the sake of making bad decisions.
And Carson, was remarkable here. New Biden administration, a new power structure in Washington, D.C. And I don't think we spent a whole lot of time even talking about what they're doing. And, I mean, obviously these executive orders you alluded to are very bad for energy policy. But the idea that we're going to spend all this time on impeachment, the Democrats are doing that. They seem to be doing that to their own detriment, unless I'm you know, maybe missing something behind the scenes. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of movement as of yet on any Biden first 100 days agenda, that the Democrats are still hung up on impeachment and not improving quality of life or whatever issues for the American public.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's time to move forward. Why are we looking backwards? You know, what good is going to come from this? We just need to move forward. And, you know, President Biden used the word unity, I don't know how many times in his speech, but then you hear rumors that X, Y, and Z Democrat is not going to be a sponsor of any bills with any Republicans. And I don't think the American public appreciates that. I mean, they send us to D.C. to make good policy and lift our country up. And if we're busy playing petty political games, you're not moving forward.
Hey, Carson, we'll wrap it up on this. We thank you for your time. But tell me, what's it like? I know there's been always after an election loss, some back and forth. But it does seem that the Republican Party is going to be much more on a unified front than your colleagues across the aisle. I think that's ripe for a lot of disagreement in the future. But you go, Leader McCarthy and the leadership in the House this seems to be getting kind of the reins on getting everybody unified and getting geared up toward whatever, you know, I guess now playing defense in the Biden era.
Well, I think the best defense is a good offense, and we have a unified front as Republicans, and people need to realize that we are regular people. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I go home. I may have 36 hours or 48 hours on the weekend, but I'm with my grandchildren. I'm with my husband. I'm doing normal things. I'm going to Marshall University basketball games, or watching Netflix with my husband, or, you know, making dinner. And I still have the same values. And that's, you know, I share so much, and so many of the Republicans do the same thing. They, you know, it's family, and it's faith, and it's the important things. But again, we are unified. We can be different I serve in West Virginia with two other Republicans. We don't always vote the same, but we are still united in wanting to do the best for our state and our country. And so people just need to realize that we're still regular people doing regular things on our off time. And yes, we're united, and we're going to move forward. And I appreciate you talking to me today. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Congresswoman, stay safe. Safe travels to you, and enjoy your time, the rest of your time in Alabama.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Congresswoman Kara Miller of